Good morning, Rabbi Isaac. Yom Aleph, Sunday morning, Parashas Vayera Tavshim Pei Beis. We're going to continue on the topic of Yichud, and let's discuss today some numbers. Meaning, everyone knows that when you have one man and one woman, that's Yichud, right? If they're in a secluded area, nobody's around, either the door is, they're in a room and the door is locked, or even if they're out in the open in a distant area where there's no other, where there are no other people who can see them, also, that would also be considered Yichud. Now, what about when you have more than one woman? So, really, you have to ask the question both ways. There's a question when you have more than one woman. Again, you'll see you have one man and multiple women. And Fakir, when you have one woman and multiple men. So today, they're really two different questions, so you have to really evaluate each one separately. And obviously there are cases that they come together, two men and two women, you have to discuss that as well. But today we're going to focus on the case of one man. So again, he's only one person for himself, but on the other side of the aisle you have more than one woman. So does that take away the issue of Yichud? And if it does not, at what point would you say that, listen, it's not Yichud anymore, you're in a whole room, you're full, a room full of people. This is not a situation of Yichud. That's the question. At what point would we say that he's no longer considered, the word would be secluded. He's not secluded with a woman or with women because there are so many people here. So let's see what the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. This is the Amud Gemara we saw last week. We started from the Gemara. We didn't see the Mishnah. This week we'll go back, see what the halach of the Mishnah is. Interestingly, the first thing the Mishnah says about Hilchas Yichud is, immediately from the outset, the Mishnah says that a person is not allowed to be misyachid with two women. Obviously, that means certainly not with one. It doesn't mean only two. It means one certainly is also. But even two women is also also. What does Rashi say? Im beiz nashim, mipnei shedaiton kala, ushteye noichos lehispatris. So the idea being that we have to be concerned that even though there are two women here, maybe it'll be an issue with both of the women. Meaning the whole issue of Yichud is he shouldn't come lidei iser to a more serious iser. So there are two women here. Maybe he'll do something with both of them. Sha'afi tasa kamaisa. Again, so normally, so what would be the heter of two? Rashi is pointing out that as long as we can say we're only concerned, let's see, you have Reuven and there's Rachel and Leah. So if you're only concerned about Reuven and Rachel, and Leah for some reason is not an issue, so then we wouldn't be concerned about Rachel either. Why? Because since Rachel's embarrassed from Leah, so she also wouldn't do anything. But, Zagrashi, since both of them are Yachel Isfatis, so no one's going to tell, no one's going to be embarrassed, because they're both included in the story. Much like you have in the Pasha with Loit, right? You have Loit had his two daughters, and both daughters, one told the other one, then one tonight and one the next night. Why were they not? She wasn't embarrassed? No, because she told her, I'll do one night and she'll do the other night. So since they're both included, they're not embarrassed of each other. If let's say one would have said, told the other one, no, I don't want to do this, right? This is it's a shanda. I'm not going to be, I hope it's the wrong thing. So maybe the other one also would have said, she really would have already been embarrassed from her sister. But since Rashi says, when you have two women, noyech lespatas, he could be mefata both of them. Therefore, you have an isser v'yichud, even with one man and two women. So again, it seems like the Mishnah is saying the limit is two women. What if you would have three, four, five? Maybe that's already mutter. As I stated in the Gemara over here, if you look on the Gemara says already, my taima, what is the reason that two women is also you have an Isser of Yichud? Tana de Beilio, Hoyel, Vinashim, Daitan, Kalois, Aleyan. So Rashi, it's really a repetition. I guess Rashi is repeating the Gemara. The Gemara is not repeating Rashi. The same idea. Noshin Daitan Kalis, Rashi says on the Gemara, Daitan Kalo, Alein, Ushteye, Neuches Lespatis. So both of them are Neuches Lespatis, and therefore, it's Aser, even with two. Now, it's just important to point out, this is the next page, the Bina Sodom. Bina Sodom, we mentioned last week, is the Chachma Sodom. He wrote the Halachas are called Chachma Sodom. And then when he wrote, like, same with the Mishnah Berurah, has the Mishnah Berurah, and then the Bir Halacha, so it wasn't printed on the page, he printed it in the back. I think today actually it is printed in Mamish on the bottom, the newer editions, they print it on the bottom of the page, is when he has a more of an arichos and he wants to have it discuss something more and in depth and at length, It's called Bina Sadam. So he writes like this in Tshuva Tes Zayin, which is in Shah Beis Hanoshim, which talks about the Issa Yichud and also the Hilchas Nidus in Shah Beis Hanoshim. So he writes like this. The Shaila really is irrelevant. He gets back to it's a question somebody asked him, which he ends up answering later in the Tshuva. But just the first part of the Tshuva that he writes is what we want to focus on over here. Interesting point, important point. He writes as follows. Tshuva, Tzrichen Anu Levarer, Mimekar Hadin. Let's get back to the Makar, to the Gemara, the Makar of the Issa Yichud. L'chayra Mashma, the Af, the Ladas, Rev HaPeskim Issa Yichud, in Ma'er Bahudai Raisa, which is what we saw last week. That was the point of last week's Chabura, that the general consensus is that the Issa of Yichud is Midai Raisa. But, Zok the Bina Sadam, Zok the Chayodam, K'moy Shekasa Yam Shoshan B'Kedushim B'Seifoy, Mikol Ma'koy Nire, De Eine Osim in HaTayra, Ela, Dafka Ish Echad, in Ma'er. You have one man and one woman. That is the case that the Torah was talking about when it asked Yichud. The truth is that it's really a Svara. The Svara is that Yichud means that there's a togetherness. There is a seclusion. I don't know if seclusion is the right word. I don't know how you would describe the word of Yichud in English. But Yichud means that they're nesiachid. It's together. So what does together mean? There's only us. There's nothing else here. In as much as there are other people around, it's not Yichud. It can't be termed as Yichud in terms of what the Torah means when it asked Yichud. And he says the reason really is because from the pasuk itself you see that it means only one person. What was the makar of yichud min atayra? Because it said ki yisischa, which is the gemara over here on daf pei. It says ki yisischa ben imecha, the ben mesiachad imoy avol shara nashim asurim. The gemara learned it out from the fact that ben is mesiachad imoy, but nobody else could be mesiachad. So you see that's the isser of yichud. The whole limud was learned out. There's another booklet. The whole limud was learned out from Eimin Binah. The fact that a mother could be misyachet with a child at the Gemara, nobody else could be misyachet. But what's the case that we're talking about in the pasuk? A mother with her son. That's one man and one woman. From there, you see that other men, other people, if it would not be a mother and a child, would be awesome. But what would be awesome? The case of the issa would be one man with one woman. That's all you see from the pasuk. The same would be true in the reverse case as well. We have two men and one woman. It's true, the Gemara says it's aser, but only midirabon. Then he brings a raya from the Gemara. This week, we just saw this Gemara. It says,
if the only exception is a son and a mother, how could you express that with two people, with two women? There's only one exception. There's one exception, a son with a mother. How's there any other way to express it with two women?
There's no, what other way would you have,
So the reverse, which is the Svara, that any other woman, but the exception that the Torah is listing can only be expressed that way.
Correct. I mean, it's interesting because there are others, we'll see in the Gemara, that there is an expansion of this heter of Eimim Bino. There are other people also, Kravim, that are included in that heter. But, you know, so to say that the Torah should have said, again, this whole thing is really only like a remnant, like you said, that the words of the pasuk that are being used are really a remnant because it's not even talking about Yichud, it's talking about the case of Avodah Zarah. Has nothing to do with Yichud, really, the pasuk. So it's a good point. It's a good kash, just in pshat. But this is, he'll point that later in a minute. It's more than just this, but this is originally, initially, where he wants to bring a ride from. The Gemara just asked, my time. What is the reason that two women is aser? The Gemara explained, there's a simple logic behind it. Even two women, Nashim, Dait, and Kalais, were worried he'll be mafata both of them. And then the Gemara says, Aparach minan imili. How do we know that it's aser? Amr Rabbi Yechanan, the pasuk that we saw last week in the Gemara over here, ki yisischa, a whole makar in the Torah that is an isra v'icha. Frekt the chayodim, v'im isa, if it's true, the ish echad, im shtei Nashim, gam ke midaraisa. If that's included in the pasuk of midaraisa, is one man and two women, and came my parish, my timer. Why did the Gemara say at the beginning, my timer? What's the reason that two women are also? Is that the Gemara? Mishum Daitan, Daitan Kalim. Who Daitan Kalim? Because the Pasuk said, Ki Yisischa, and included in the Daraisa is two women. If it's included in the Daraisa itself, why does the Gemara have a separate my time? Elamai is up there. The reason is because the Pasuk is talking about one man and one woman. Frat the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say even two women? So the Gemara says, oh, that's a Svara. Svara meaning the Chacham understood with their Chachma that even though the Torah only asked one and one, however, since Shteim is Daitan Kalois, therefore we also have to be worried with two, and they were Geyser, a Gzeira, Midirabbanan, it's not Midiraisa, even in a scenario where you have one and two. The Vechidon Tam L'Gzeir Sakasov. But after Yeshlema, it's true, you could explain the Gemara, the Hachi part. The Salkadaitech, the Ein Zeyichod, you would think that what? That it's not included in the Rai. So, Vechem Pirish Rasha, my time, Olet Yisiyach, Kamoishne, Anoshim, Mev Isha Achas, Mikol Mokim, Le Mestava, Leimar, Mepnei Shadaitan, Kalis, Tia, the Rai. I mean, he's saying, you could have said that the Gemara is explaining the Pasuk itself. Meaning, the Pasuk, Loila, means, we're not sure. Does it mean only one and one? Does it mean one and two? So the Gemara says, no, it means only, you could have said that the Pasuk itself meant one and two. Why does it mean one and two? Because of Daitan Kalos. It's not mashma that this is a Svara in the Pasuk itself. It sounds like it's a separate reasoning that the Gemara is giving as like an independent Svara for the halach of the Mishnah of Shtei Nashim. So what does it mean?
It would say the reverse, because it says,
what, the Pasuk would have come first, you mean?
Yeah, the Gemara was the first of Pasuk, then the reason.
Elamai, that this reason is given on the Mishnah of Shtei Nashim. Forget about the Pasuk. It's not included in the Pasuk. Fakaret, that the Pasuk is only talking about a case of real Yichud, which real Yichud means one and one. And Shtei Nashim is only Midrabanan, which we'll see later when we get to the Teirim, that of course, anything which is Midrabanan is more common. So right away, if it's a case of two women, it's true. The Mishnah says it's also, but it's only Issa Midrabanan. And he says, especially since the whole Issa Midrabanan, even that is a remez. So Mamela, anything which is further is certainly not even that. Okay, but this is really the consensus among Kamat Ulda Acharinim, that the case of two women that the Gemara talks about is only Midiravon. So Stam, we'll talk about Nashim Harvey. The first thing is, yes, there's the Isser of Nashim more than one, but it's only Midiravon. Now, let's see how many. So you look at the next page, Daf Pei Beis, there's another Mishnah, which seemingly is a problem with this Mishnah. Mamish, two Mishnahis, one after the other. Actually, there's one Mishnah in between. It depends. If you look in the Mishnah, you'll see the Seder's a little differently. But over here, you have that Mishnah. And then a few Mishnahs later, Pei Beis Amud Aleph. It says, Kol Sha Sokov Im Hanoshim. Somebody who works, his business is with women. We'll see in a moment who that is, what that means. The halacha is, Lo Yisyachid Im Hanoshim. He should not be Misyachid with Nashim. Right? Now, obviously, we know that the Issur Yichud does not only apply to somebody who is in business with women. Issur Yichud is said for everybody. So what does this mean? Kol sha'as sokov im hanoshim, lo yisyached im hanoshim. What does Rashi say? Zok Rashi. Kol sha'as sokov im hanoshim. Shemeleches umnusoy nasis lanoshim, v'hanoshim tzrichasli. They need it. So lamashli, you have somebody who has a women's clothing store, or he sells jewelry, lamashli, right? We're talking about somebody who sells in retail jewelry, right? Somebody has a jewelry shop. So who buys jewelry? Generally, women buy jewelry. So Nashim Tzriches Lo, they are his customers. They need him. Or he makes clothing. Whatever, today, to say a grocery, I don't think is true, because if you walk into a grocery, you see probably an equal amount of men and women. Maybe it used to be that years back, who went shopping, only the woman went shopping. But today, I don't think it's like it anymore. So I don't know exactly which other types of umnis you could say are only for Nashim, but certainly, when you talk about clothing and jewelry, that would be an example of meleches emnusay nasis lenoshim. Zok Rashi, lo yisyachid im hanoshim. Afilu im harbe noshim. Even with many, Zok Rashi. Why? Lefi sheliboy gaspahu. Because the women, since they need him, there's a concept of liboy gaspahu, which we'll see later applies to other scenarios as well, liboy gaspahu, which means that they're comfortable with him, they're heimish with him, They need him, Rashi said also, so they want to sort of impress him. They want to be friendly with him.
He pays for the money. You work for him.
No, we're not talking about employees over here. Now, it's true. Employees could also be Liba Gaspam. The same way certain relatives can be Liba Gaspam. That's true. But here, even though really they don't work with him, they're not related to him, but since they need him, so they want to always find favor with him, so that's why it's Liba Gaspam. V'kulam mechapes alav. So they want his attention. They want him to take care of their needs, right? You have a few customers in the store. Everybody's vying for the attention of the owner. They want him to be they want to be taken care of. The ilu ish achrina. What about somebody else who's not iskana? Stop a person. Ben shtei nashim tnan. There we saw only two. Avol im shalosh arba shaper dami. So Rashi points out that there's a difference between this mishnah over here, where the person is umnusa with nashim, and a regular case of a man with more than one woman. What's that? Like Rashi, the mishnah before said lo yisyachid adam im beiz nashim. But what does beiz imply? Beiz is a problem. What about three? What about four? Okay, it's mutter. Only two. Once you reach a certain point, three, four, and certainly more than that, it's going to be more mutter. What about this mission over here? It says, kol sha'asokim im hanashim, lo yisyachid im hanashim. It doesn't give a number to it. So, Karashi, the reason is, because since it's liba gaspo, therefore there is no limit. There is no number. Even three or four or five, even 100. There's no limit to the isser of yichud. Somebody who's liba gaspo, and even a case where they're not really so familiar, they're not related, they don't have a real relationship, but since he owns a store which they need favors from him, not favors, obviously they're going to pay for the merchandise, but they're trying to impress him and they're trying to get his attention, and they have maybe they're familiar with him, they come to the store often, that is a case of Liba Gaspel, and even more than two is going to be awesome. Now, is that so simple?
So what's the line? Why by 2.3? What's the
weird. Oh, what's the svara by a regular person that two is usher and three is mutter? Okay, so we'll see afterwards. The rush brings that. Let's wait because Rabbi Moshe will bring it down. I didn't print the rush over here, but Rabbi Moshe will bring the rush who says the svara clar. What the reason is between? Rabbi Moshe actually says more than one svara. He brings two different opinions in the Rishayim. Oh, now Zok Taisis, you'll see that this is not so pasha. Look on Taisus over here on that pebezim now. Lo yisyached im hanashim. Pirush bekuntris. Vafilu im nashim harbe. Even with many women. Vidavka reichel. But only somebody who's a peddler, somebody who's selling wares to women, he has a problem of nashim harbe. Aval ish acher. Mutter. For him, it's mutter nashim harbe. The issue is only for two women. Vikashal aram. The Omalel, the Gemara says earlier, frek Taisus. Anashim mi bifnim. Vinashim mi bachutz. Which means, when you have two rooms that are adjacent, one to the other, and you have, let's say like by a simcha, right? And you have, not like by a simcha that we have, that you have a big open room and punkt is a little mechitza in the middle. That's really one room. The mechitza is just for dancing or just to keep a separation. But when you have two rooms that each one is closed off one from the other, but there's a door connecting one to the other. So there's a question, there's a machlek, right? Tosis is bringing one opinion to the Gemara. It's a machlek is how they're positioned, one room next to the other. But the idea being, you have one room next to the other, we're worried that one man will just slip into the other room, and he's in an iser v'ichud. So we have to make sure you should not have, it should not be positioned like this, a room of men next to a room of women. It's really an extra safeguard. Right now there's no yich, right? The women are in one room, the men are in the other room. It's perfect. But no, we always have to be worried that a man will slip into the women's section, and he'll be over in the iser v'ichud. So I tell you, what is the yichud you talking about? Yevaya kiddush is a ganza simcha. There are 50 women in the room. So he walks into the room. He's not Iskoyim Hanashim. He's not a business person with women. He's a regular guy who's slipping into the room. What's the Isser of Yichud? Zog Taisvis. Mashma da Osir Lisyachin Noshim Harbe Lekuliyam. If anybody, it's Osir. Lochein Nir Eli Zog Taisvis. That Lo Oilom Itztaka Osir Even Noshim Harbe for anybody. Lo Yisyachin Im Hanashim. What does our Mishnah mean over here when it talks about a Baal Omnis? Afilu ishta imoy, the sharima le'el, the kiva the have a roichel ikach shoshet fei. Taisus takes on a big chumrah. So Taisus like this. Lo'ilam, a person is not allowed to be misyached, even with 100 women. So what does it mean? Somebody who works with women should not be misyached. No one can be misyached. The chiddush of Taisus is, even if his wife is with him, which we'll see, there's a het of ishta mishamartoi, person, his wife is right there. She's going to do an iser. Zog Taisus, yes. Somebody who's umnusoy with women, he's so hamish with them, we're worried, even if his wife is there, he has no hat. Oh, but everybody else, right? If his wife is there for stama person, of course it's mutter. But if his wife is not there, it's usher even with many women. So there's a machlek, it's Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says, many women, is it usher? Zog Rashi, for a regular person, it's mutter. Only two is usher. Omnis, then it's aser. Zog Taisus, no. For everybody, it's aser. even for somebody who does not have umnis with a woman, there's an isser of yichud, and there's no limit. Even one man, like the Gemara says, when you have the women in one room and the men in the other room, if he walks into the room and there are 50 women there, there's an isser of yichud. Sounds like a big chiddush. People are not familiar with this. But according to Taisus, the halacha is... Right, so that's what that has to do with the machlekes of the Gemara Howard's position. Why, if he walked in, why shouldn't be chashid that another person's going to walk in? So in the Chanami, that depends. That scenario depends. But let's say you have a case, you don't have two rooms full of people. Stop, a person has a business meeting, the door is locked. Again, we'll get to the Yichud has many heterim of opening the door and a bailu beir, all different sorts of heterim. But let's say in a scenario where there is no heter, even if he's in a business meeting with many women, there are 10, 20 people there, still, the halacha is going to be that there's an isser of Yichud. According to Taisus. Now, what's the halacha? So let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam says like this: Perek Chav Beis Nesu Rabbi Halacha Ches Loitis Yache. The first case is many men. So we're going to the second case in the Rambam with the hand points. V'chein Loitis Yache Ish Echad Afilu Im Nashim Harbe. Did you say a word about what line of business the guy is in? Nothing. Not a word. Lo yisyache ish echad afilum nashim harbe. There's no heter, like the Rambam. That's the halacha. Afilum nashim harbe. The Rambam didn't know that there was a Mishnah that said only if it's your umnis. How does the Rambam explain that Mishnah? Let's see. The Rambam will explain it. The Rambam doesn't go ahead and bring Gemaras and start explaining Gemaras, but through the words you'll see clearly the Rambam had a different understanding of the Mishnah. Then he brings the case. Nashim harbe yiman nashim harbe ein choshen lichud. If you have many men, many women, then already there's no yichud. Hayu ha'anashim mibachutz v'hanashim mibefnim. Oy ha'anashim mibefnim v'hanashim b'chutz. Appear she achas lebein ha'anashim. Oy ish lebein ha'anashim asur mishum yichud. Now, Dr. Rambam weiter. Afilu ish she iskoy umalachte im ha'anashim asur loy lesiachid im ha'anashim. What does the Rambam say? Sounds like it's a cooler, right? You read the Rambam well. The Rambam explains the Mishnah just the opposite of the way everyone understood. We understood to this point that if you work with women, Rashi says, you're hamish with them, we have to be choshish you more. Dr. Rambam, no, faker. Afilu isha isko yimalach v'im hanoshim, also lehis yachid. So the Rambam goes the other way around. La'olam, the halacha is, it's also for anyone to misyachid with many women. So why do you need two Mishnahs for? Because the second Mishnah is telling you, even though you work with women, and what's the svar of that? Since you work with them, so you're not in this fall from it every day. It's the same thing. You're not thinking about it. There's a svar the Rishonim say that he's tarred b'malachtai. What's he doing when a person's in the store? He's gonna get caught up with other things. He knows he's gonna come at the end of the day. His wife's gonna say, "Where's the check? Where's the panas over here?" He has to make money over here. He has a business for a reason. He's tarred b'malachtai. He's not thinking about other things. So that's the svar that the Rambam uses. Pungfaker, that someone who's iskay manashim, like the Rambam, is more of a kula, but at the end of the day, it's going to be awesome. But you need an extra Mishnah to tell you this chiddush, that even though it's iskay manashim, it's going to be awesome. But what did the Rambam hold? Har benashim also is going to be awesome. He doesn't say two or three. There's no number. Any amount is going to be awesome. You look in the Maga Mishnah, he points this out on the side. Afilu isha iskay Mishnah sham kol she iskay manashim, lo yisyachere manashim, v'lo yolamid odom es b'noi umnis b'in hanashim. Person should taka, this is not a business to go into. Person should try to avoid a business which constantly he has to come into contact with women. Upirish Rabbeinu b'mishnah zu bar the high kol misha iska afilu misha oskei ka'omer. It's a chiddush. Even though he works with women, it should be a kula. Even though it's still aser. Our Rashi pirish shemalecha semnusay nasa semanashav anashav tzrichay sloy. And that's a reason, more of a reason to aser, not more of a reason to be matir. Lo yisachle manashav afilu manashav habi nashim. Lefi sheliboy gas behen v'fkulam achapes alov v'ilu inu shachrinah m'shtei nashim tnan with somebody else. Rashi says only two is aser. Avogimoy dal chapadami, and then Dr. Maga Mishnah v'yesh bazeh pirish acher. There's another pirish on the Mishnah which he's referring to. Taisus Gamke v'divrei Rabbeinu Iker, that well, his explanation of the Mishnah is the Iker, but again the halacha is according to the Rambam. Who's the Rambam hold like? Like Rashi or like Taisus? He holds like Taisus. There's no distinction between two or more. For anybody, even for a regular person, there's no difference between two or more. So what's the halacha? You have one man with many women. You have Rashi, you have Taisus. When you learn Masechta Kedushi, you see the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. This is a halacha over here. What's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, and he says, in Simchah Beis, Sif, leave it sif.
But the Rambam actually disagrees with Tosfos in the last piece, where he says, Kesad Yasa, Yisasek Imon, V'ishta Imon.
Where are you reading from?
At the end of that Rambam, in Oitzches, he says, what should you do? By Yisrael. He says, if your wife is there, it's okay.
Oh, correct.
But Tosfos says no.
Right, Tosfos says that it doesn't work with Noshim Harbi, correct? Yes, very important. Correct.
Now hold that the Kiddush test is awesome.
Correct, because correct.
Right.
Or the Rambam actually suggests that Yifnei L'malacha Acheres, again, which is something brought by the Rishonim as well, that it's always kedai for a person to avoid a situation, certainly that'll come in. Let's say, of course, a person works, he has a clothing store, but today you're talking about a window in the front, anyone walking by could see in. We're talking about a case of a person working with women that he'll come with the Issa Yichud, that the door is locked, or that it's not visible from the street. That's something which a person has to avoid and not get himself involved in such a business, such a line of work, that he'll be involved with a real Issa of Yichud. What was that?
Woman's doctor.
Oh, so let's get to the doctor. The last piece we're going to get to is the doctor, because the door is locked, and this is it. This is exactly what doctors do, right? The doctor is a doctor. What are you going to do about it? So let's get to that. At the end, we'll get to the famous shoe for a Moshe over here, that they asked him already years ago about women going to male doctors. Now, let's look over here in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Simichav Beis, I believe it's Sif Hey, or Sif Gimel, I don't remember myself already because we printed the page, it doesn't have the beginning of the Sif, I don't remember which Sif it's in. V'chein, the Mechaber says, V'chein lo yisyachet ish echad afilum nashim harvi. Again, no mention of a umnis, stam. There's an iser for one man with many women. Of course, the Mechaber we know always goes with the Rambam. Right, so he's passing like the Rambam that there is an issur. Zogt the Rambam, Isha Achas, B'siachet. Let's skip this because this Rambam is going to go to more than one man. Turn the page. Look at the top line of the Rambam over here. V'yesh matirin, zogt the Rambam. V'yesh matirin, ish echad im noshim harbe, im ein iskoy im hanoshim. As long as you don't work with women, you're just a regular person, there is a hetter of Nashim Harbi. Look in the parentheses, Tur B'Shem Rashi. That's the Rashi that we saw. Yeah. But the question of Machik is the Mechab de Ramah, Nu B'nei Ashkenaz, what's the halacha? The Ramah? But there's a big problem over here. If you look at all the later Achronim, anyone that knows that before the Mishnah Berurah was printed, there were two, almost you could say, halacha handbooks that every Europe held on to. If you lived in Poland or in Litva, there was the Chayodim, or the Chachmas Adam, like we saw over here. And if you lived in Hungary, you had the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So let's look, what did they say? So if you look in the Chachma Sodom, here it's in the main part of the Sefer Chachma Sodom, Kla Kuf Chavav, in Shabbos HaNoshim Halacha Dalet, he brings this din, Avu Ish Echad Im Shtei Noshim, Lukuli Alma Os, two women for sure is Os, so Shtei Noshim Lesbatis, V'Eim Busha Zumizu, he's Mamash quoting Rashi, V'Im Shalish Noshim. What about three women? Or even more than that, obviously, the Zemekri Habit, V'Eim Liba Gatsben. Again, not someone who works with women. It's not a regular person. And there are three women. Rashi usmag matirin afilu ishechad. Rashi is matir, even though there's one man and three women, it's mutter. V'harambam v'rabbeinu tam oisrin. They ask him, v'chol zodat ha-shechon orach t'pasuk ha-rambam. I'm not exactly sure what he means with that line. But he brings two opinions here. He brings Rashi and the smag, and the rambam v'rabbeinu tam. And does he pask in the halacha? No, he leaves us hanging over here. Doesn't say what, he's not machriya. You turn the page, you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Also, look where it starts being underlined over here. Vim shalosh ha-yoy. So let's say you have one man and there are three or more women. Yesh matirin in emum nusay. Ischaras b'dvam yichad munashim. As long as he's not, this is not his business, samar matir. V'yesh yoyshin b'cholin. V'yesh matirin, yesh yoyshin. Again, he's not machriya. Very interesting. They're not machriya, they leave it hanging. So see, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. So what do you think, the Igros Moshe? Of course, it's a big kula that Rav Moshe is going to find for us, then it's motor. But that's not the case. Look at the Igros Moshe over here in Ebenezer, again, Chelik Dalet, Simis HaMechei. This is Ois Yadal, again, that tshuva that has all the different halachas about Yichud. B'machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, B'yichud im Noshim Harbe. What's the halachas? Look at Rav Moshe. B'machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, B'seif Kedushin, B'yoyse M'shtei Noshim, Shel Rashi Lek Issa Yichud. Rashi says only two is us and more is motor. Lemisha ain't a sock of Yimon, Rabbeinu Tam, Ike Issa Yichud, Afilum Harbinoshim. And Ulumisha Sok Vamanoshim, how does he explain that? Mishta, Osa Afilu Ishta Imoi. Bola Raman Perichal Bezi Surbi Alachaches, Osa Afilum Harbinoshim, Kuy Alma, Rabbeinu Tam. Ube Ishta Imoi, Mutu Lukum Yama, Reb Shlomi, he's pointing at this, Nafkamina between Tesis and the Rama. After Misha Sok of Yimon. Now, Zok Rabbeinu Ledino Yesh Lahoris Karamba. What's the halacha like the Rambam, Zakir Moshe? Because the cost of a Magad Mishnah, Achash Shehevi Pirish Rashi, the Magad Mishnah brought Rashi, because of Yishma Zahoy Pirish Acher, Shemash Mali Zakir Moshe Shekabanos of the Pirish Abed Natan. And now another reason why the halacha is like that, Vagam Harabin Hananel Shehevi Arosh, Silver Kabosei, Shedvar of Divir Kabbalah, something we've mentioned here many times, Rabin Hananel is held in special esteem by all the Rishonim. Shekol Dvar of Divir Kabbalah, because Rabbi Hananel had not only his Svara, but he literally had a tradition from the yeshivas in Bavel, what they paskin in the Gemara, what the halacha is. So, if the Rabbi Hananel paskins like this, certainly this is the halacha. Vagam, he says Rabbi Elchanan, b'Mardchai, the Mardchai brings Rabbi Elchanan, mefarish specific, another sheet of the Rishonim. Umashikosav harosh b'tam Rashi, so Rabbi Yaakov, you asked before, what's the reason of Rashi, only two is it? What's the difference between two and three? What's the understanding? So Rashi says, Meha de'i efshel le'liv kulan. Because, since the Metzias is, that how many women are we choshes she's going to be involved with? So, just the Metzias is, that e'i efshel le'liv kulan, it's not possible. At some point, that's not, he can't go on anymore. So since the only, so two, obviously there's a chashash. The chashash, taking mefata one, and another one. But within a certain time frame, it's not possible for us to be choshes that there will be an iser with multiple women, with more than two. The vast majority of people, we could be choshed that it's possible. That's the mashmois of the Gemara. After a certain point, he's going to have to wait that he should be able to be boil another one. But two, he could. Doesn't mean that it's not possible for anybody, but b'shul yechidim we're not going to answer. For the regular person, two is the norm, not more than two. Avo Rabbi Natan v'Rambam, why do they disagree with Rashi? Savri, the shayech lesser b'shul yechidim. That the Chazal would answer, even though it's a chashash only for yechidim. But they're going to answer for everybody because of those yechidim. Shemotze gam b'sholosh v'ar b'biris v'meh lo shayech kvo. Do'ika gam bali taiva. And he brings a ride, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin by Zimri, that it seems that by Zimri he was boil many women, not just one. The Torah says one, but it seems that many. Or maybe he was boil her many times. Yeah. But Ulai, he boil the same woman, Zimri, Cosby, many times. You see that more than two times. Then Rabbi Moshe says another svar. I thought there's more than one svar. Then he says, Ulai. After Eino Yochel Livoil, let's say there's only a chashash for two, because more is not possible. Physically, it's not possible. But Eino Choshish Shetigala Oisa, the third and the fourth women are not going to reveal. Again, what's the problem? We said that if there are remaining women that he did not do an issue with them, they're going to tell on him. So if he's going to tell on him, he's not going to start even with the first one. And as much as he knows that he's safe, and nobody's going to say, he'll do it, right? You see, Ma'asibachayim, right? As we all saw, everyone saw that what went on, we had in the news, Lahavdil by. Somebody was in the news over here. He thinks in his mind, he's going to be safe. No one's going to say. As long as no one says, then we have to be worried about someone. The second someone thinks that somebody's watching, it's going to get to the media, someone's going to report it, then a person's safe. Because people have a fear of people finding out. So Zogt, the Rebbeisha, even if it's not possible to limit, still, he says, as long as he could bring all the women into his sphere that they want to do an Isser with him, so even though he does not actually bepoil do an Isser, since they want to do, they're not going to go ahead and tell on him. And as long as they don't tell on him, so then we have to be chayshish for Isser. El Rashi says, so Rashi goes, no. They don't know him, he's not familiar to them. Why should all these women be go ahead and protect him and not say anything? They met him one time, they're not going to meet him again. If they know him well, then we have to be suspect for this chashash. Since they were part of this situation over here, they're not going to say. Regardless of which svar b'taiman, the halacha is yishlohidres karambam v'machavis. Rav Moshe says, bottom line, the halacha is Rav Moshe paskins, that the halacha is like the Rambam and Beinu Tam, that it's usur, one man, if you go to a place, even though many women, you think that, what's the problem? There's so many people here. No, there are no other men. Again, the door is closed, it's locked, and there's nobody around, we're not fresh, somebody could just come in, then the halacha is that even many women is going to be us. Oh, so now, what very practical application, a woman has to go to the doctor, right? So a woman goes to a doctor either because she's pregnant or because she had the well visit. You have to go to a doctor. So the vast majority of doctors are men, right? Are female doctors, but the vast majority are men. So what are you going to do, right? There's the case of Yichud. They close the door. The door is locked. I don't know if the door is the door always locked? Not locked, right?
Not today.
What? Not today. So the door is not locked.
Gear before Yichud.
What?
Why do you worry about the gear before Yichud?
There's no Isser Yichud. Oh, one second. So the Gemara already says is Mutter. If he's Tar B'Malachta, right? The Gemara says the story about that. Who did the Gemara say it about? That he had a special beggar that he used to use, that there was only just a small hole. He didn't look at the woman, only mamish what he had to do. We're not worried that he's looking at her. We're not worried that he's touching her. Because that's Tar B'Malachta, right? He's saying, if we're not worried about that, why should we be worried about Yichud, right? So, we'll see. Maybe that's part of this why we're not worried. But let's see what Rav Moshe says over here. This is the very first, you see, from the whole tshuva with maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 questions that Rav Simcha Ben Kong sent in to Rav Moshe. You see here, you can see that who wrote the Shaila, because it's the first piece. This is the very first question. You see, Yidir Rav Avern, Rav Simcha Ben Makayim, Shlita. It's a tough Shin Memal if he wrote in this tshuva. He was old. This is really at the end of Rav Moshe's life. B'dover ha-shailas ha-merubois bin Yonah Yichud. You have many questions. Noigim kulam lamaisa. Erev azel avarbez. Hashem l'hoshev l'fi. Ma'ashi yazrini Hashem yizbarach barachba. And here's the first question. Isha shetzricha l'leches. Lebedika eitzel reife. A woman has to go to the doctor. Zakir Moshe, what's the halacha? Bidvar isha shetzricha l'leches l'beis ha-reife. Shetzarech l'beitka. K'shi ha-rumo. V'gam ha-beis ha-starim. Mamish private, Chief Shaze, El Marefi, Levana, Bechet, you're not going to tell me that there are other people in the room. It doesn't happen. Let's say there's a secretary who's in the office. Bechet, secretary doesn't walk in on the doctor. It's not, that's against HIPAA, right? You can't just walk in. That's not HIPAA. HIPAA means you can't give out the information, right? Something else. Sha'af Nashim Sho Tamid Chacham V'Yirei Hashem Erlecha People Tamid Chachamim Mesiachdoisim Harayfe V'Misradei V'Gam Hi Atzma B'Loi Baylo Elechas Harayfe. So if her husband was there, then certainly it's not a problem. That's obvious, right? But if her husband is not there, and this is the Metzisa, they all go. Hine Ha'Hetesh Nispashit Hu Mishum. So again, Rabbi Shi, you see the way he's starting off the Shaila is this is a Heter that was Nispashit. The question is just what the Heter is. He's not really discussing is it Mutter or is it Aser. It's a Heter Shin Nispashit. Now I don't know. If the question would have been brought up otherwise, should we do it or should we not do it? So I don't know, maybe it would have been answered differently. But Lamaisi said, this is the Metzias, and I'll explain to you what the Heter is. Hine Heter Shenispashet Hu Mishum Sharefe, Afim Hu Nochri, Hare Hu Torud B'Malachtei, L'Salik Me'atmet Havase. Since all he's thinking about is his work, so he has to be focused on one thing now. He has to understand the medical situation which is going on. Either to see just a well visit, or if there's a medical issue, he has to focus on that. He can't be thinking about two things. And if he's not thinking about his medicine, about his profession, so then he's not a doctor. He's out of business, right? V'af kishakol malachtei. You'll tell me that what? He does an examination, and then he's finished the exam, so now finished. He's not tarred b'malachtei this minute anymore. Shehutzer flesasikba, imu bizman shekava sheyavoye ilu b'chaylim. He says, maybe the doctor will keep her in the office, in the patient's room, a little longer after he's finished. But he can't wait any longer because there are other patients here. There's a waiting room. Everyone knows that you go to the doctor's office, usually it's backed up, right? So you can keep people waiting even longer. People are going to start wondering what's going on over here. Why is the doctor not coming out? And let's say she's the first patient of the day. Nobody's here yet. Yeah, she's the first patient. When she came into the office, nobody else was here. But Pashtus is another appointment which follows this one, and other people are going to be arriving. Now, what about Shanishir Himachreina? So then you have a question the other way. Let's say she's the last patient of the day. Nobody else is coming now. Sheyadua sheyoyse loyavayu. Nobody else is coming. Sheleka taimim elu saimcheis. Alzeh. I'm sorry. Sheleka taimim elu kama. Saimcheis alzeh sheikul larefe misharsis b'marfa. He has a worker here in the office. Who's that? That's the secretary, either a nurse or a secretary. Vim tisacher yoises man mekfia rogil yiru shalitachshin is harayfin. And he doesn't want the secretary. He's going to be chashin that he's doing something wrong. V'roifi am afshehu nachri yimana mizeh kedei shal yeti olav shem ravi smato achares lo ve'elov v'dei ba'alayen shal yanich leil tori v'zeh?
If he has a secretary that's a female.
It's two women, it's not
a woman. Oh, what's he going to help? He has two women. What's he going to help? So he has two women. Even three women or four women is a problem. Let's say the secretary will come in. So what's he accomplishing over here? That's why this shal about roifi is in this chabur over here. Correct. Avo, Masha Biyachtis in Marefe, Av, Kusha Eila Mishars, if she has no helper, Av Achar Azman, and nobody else is in office, Vagama Ide Yichat Zman Yichat Lov, Batzma, of course it means she made an appointment, so nobody else is meant to be here now. And there are no other appointments at this time, nobody's coming to follow up, you know, for the following appointment. Nira Sha Eila Hatir, Umachrachas, Lokachas, Ima, Echad Mibodesh, she should either take one of her children with her, Vim Eila, if she has no children, let's say a newly married woman, she has no children, yeah, she's going for just appointments in the beginning. Eila yia mukhach habal leilachima. So her husband says, I'm learning, I'm in yeshiva, I have a job. There's no choice. He has to give up time to go with her. It's iser v'yichud. You can't put your wife into iser v'yichud. Avoloi neser al baila af shahocha ba'asmet neres al yichud. That's a different halacha. Even if she went, it doesn't cause her to become asru l'baila. But what does Rabbi Shah say? How many heterim did we see here? How many svaras did we see here in Rabbi Shah? Number one, he said he's part of a malachim. That was number one. Then he said that he has a worker in the office. And then he said that there are other people here. And then he said, but if nobody's there, and it's the last appointment, don't go. What do you mean don't go? He said he's part of a malachim. So obviously you see that Rabbi Shah is not willing to be soimich on that svara alone of part of a malachim. That's not sufficient in itself. He's building up a tower of heterim to explain. At the end of the day, this will be mutter in this eifel. But if there's nobody in the office, and he has nobody helping her, then it's going to be awesome. So I think this is going to answer this question that you're asking. This is what I'd like to suggest. You ask the question, he has a helper in the office. There's another woman who's waiting here for the next appointment. What's that going to help? What is that going to help? We saw, Rav Moshe himself says, even Harbi Nashim, certainly two Nashim is always awesome, according to everybody. But Rav Moshe himself says even three or four is awesome. So what's that to be here? So I think the Rav Moshe is saying, since he's Tarod b'malachtoi, we said Tarod b'malachtoi, L'chayr is not a svarafos. Who said Tarod b'malachtoi? The Rambam said Tarod b'malachtoi, right? So first of all, maybe we pass him like the Rambam. He wants to say that maybe Tarod b'malachtoi is a reason why you should be Mekel, right? If we pass, you don't get the chumras of both sides. Again, if we're being machmir, that for many women it's usher, why is that Rav Moshe? Because you pass him like who? Like the Rambam. So the Rambam holds that Tarba Malachta is a reason to be Mekel. So since he's Tarba Malachta, number one, so that's why it's mutter if there's more than two women, right? Now, since he's Tarba Malachta, and he's saying he's even more than Tarba Malachta, he doesn't want to lose his job, not sound like a person who sells jewelry or clothing. Here, his job is to be a doctor of women. He doesn't sell jewelry. The sort of like his merchandise are the women themselves. This is what he deals with. He's a doctor. This is what he does. If he, Chalila, gets involved and does something wrong with a woman, he's out of business. In a moment, he's out, right? Well, there's no machapa, he's out. So he's saying that if that's the case, so then you can find a heterim of other women being there. Again, it's these two things working together. The fact that you have the svara of Tarb Malachtoi, and he doesn't want to lose his business, it's even more than a Tarb Malachtoi, and there are other women there, together, will be Mekel. Again, there's a chilek even between two women and one woman, because one woman is Issa Midaraisa, two women is Issa Midarabanan. So it's only Issa Midarabanan. You see, Rav Moshe doesn't really need three women. He says even two. He says somebody's in the office, or somebody else is waiting in the office. He doesn't say that you need both. He doesn't say you need a sum total of three women. Even two women he would be Mekel, it sounds like. Because since he's Tarbim Malachtai, and he doesn't want to ruin his business, and you have another woman there, he'll be Mekel. If you don't have another woman there, he says, no, don't tell me just Tarbim Malachtai itself is a head there. Then you have to bring your husband. He's a doctor. Doesn't want to lose his business. Is it the rice, a real yichud, one man and one woman? You can't be making. So this is something important to keep in mind. Somebody goes to a doctor, so we could not have to take the last appointment of the day. That's good. Just a practical advice for Moshe. Sometimes people have busy schedules, right? The woman herself has the job. She has to go to work. So I'll go at the end of the day, the last appointment, or the first appointment. So if there's nobody else around, you see that nobody's coming, or let's say sometimes a person has an emergency, right? So the doctor says, you know what, I'll do you a favor, come in. Really, I'm closing up, but you could still come in because it's an emergency. It's true, it's an emergency, you gotta go. But take somebody with you. Don't go by yourself. A woman shouldn't go by herself because there it's mamash isser v'yichud, because one-on-one, Rabbi Yisrael says, even though he's a doctor, you should not be Mekel. You cannot be Mekel. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Shkoyach. Al Mechia.